الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماصا وتروح بطانا صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ, that whosoever has total reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is enough for them. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide him with all the necessities that he is required, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his treasures and his rahmah will fulfill all his wants and all the difficulties that will come upon him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove. Clearly the Quran gives us the solution for our problems. That is the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take account from us, and to fear that one day I will have to stand in front of him and I will have to give account for every single action, for every single deed that I have done in this world. That awareness and that understanding and having that and making that the barrier between sins, so that when lust and desire come into our heart to break the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, straight away the awareness becomes a barrier and stops us from doing that. That is what we call taqwa, and that is what we call the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, that those who have that awareness, those that have this quality in them, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he will provide them a place, provide them with an exit from all their problems, the problem that they are facing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show them an exit. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, and then not only that, not only would he give them the exit of coming out of their problems, but at the same time, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would provide them with sustenance from place where they have not even thought of. From a place where they could not even think of, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide them from that place. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an, he narrates that one Sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Prophet of Allah, the disbelievers of Makkah have managed to grab hold of my son, and his mother is very worried. So what shall we do? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, first of all, have taqwa. And within the taqwa, have total reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah profusely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. So he started to recite this kalima, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, profusely. And then at one time his captors became negligent, and they became ghafil. They slightly became despondent upon his captive, and the captive, the Sahabi, the son, took this opportunity and he escaped. Not only did he escape, but he took their goats, and according to one narration, he also took their camels and came with all that beauty back to his home. So not only was he able to escape, but he also brought sustenance with him, something they could not even imagine. And that was sustenance which was halal, because it was taken from them, because he was captured, he was kept in captivity, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him the path of coming out. So when a person has this taqwa, when a person has this tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him. And that part of taqwa is tawakkul, is to have total reliance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to understand that Allah is the provider, to understand that Allah is the sustainer, to understand that Allah will help us in every single moment if we ask Him. This is why Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Dawood, من دعاني أجبته. That, O Dawood, whoever calls to me, whoever asks me, I will reply to their call. I will give what they want. ومن استغاثني أغثته. And those who cry for help from me, then I will fulfill their cry. And ومن استنصرني نصرته. And whosoever begs for help, then I will give them help. وَمَنْ تَوَكَّلَ عَلَيَّ كَفَيْتُهُ. And those who have total reliance upon me, then I will be enough for them. فَأَنَا كَافِلْ مُتَوَكِّلِينَ. For I am enough for those who have a reliance upon me. وَأَنَا غِيَاثُ الْمُسْتَغِيثِينَ. That I am the relief for those who ask relief from me. Wa ana nasirul mustansirin. And I am the helper of those who seek help from me. Wa ana mujibud da'in. And I am the answer to those who call to me. So this was what was told to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, that whenever a person has a reliance upon me, then I will fulfill it. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرِ تَغْدُو خِمَاصًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. That if you was to have total reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reliance that you should, حق توكله, how reliance should be done, how reliance should be given upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have total reliance like that, then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرُزُقُ الطَّيْرِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill your needs like He fulfilled the needs of the birds. تَغْدُو خِمَاصًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. That they fly early in the morning with empty stomach, but وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. But when they return, their stomachs are full. They leave early in the morning with nothing in their stomachs, but they have reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill their desires and their necessities. Likewise, my dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill our necessities and will relieve us from our problems if we have that reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a story about Hatim ibn Asam. He was a very pious person, and he had many children, but very less provision, meaning he was a destitute, a poor person. But he was a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was a true abid, a worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was a very pious person. Once he saw a caravan of people going towards Hajj, and when he saw them, he desired that he wanted to go to Hajj as well. So he approached his family and he said to his family that if you give me permission to go and join with this caravan to go for Hajj, and I will make dua for you there. So, is there any problem if you accept my request? The mother said, how can you even ask this request? Look at our situation. We are in destitution. We have no provision. And you want to leave us in this state and go for Hajj with these people? He had a small daughter, small child, a daughter. Subhanallah. The daughter said, look, إِنَّهُ مُتَنَاوِلٌ لِلْرِزْقِ وَلَيْسَ بِالرَّزَّاقِ. He is a receiver of sustenance. He is not the one who gives sustenance. Our father is the one who receives sustenance. The giver is somebody else. The giver is somebody else. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives. So why don't we allow him to go, and he will make dua, and we will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide from his treasures. Upon hearing these words from the youngest daughter, the whole family agreed. They said, okay, you can go. After the father left with the caravan to go for Hajj, the reality dawned upon them, and they start telling the youngest daughter off. لَوْ سَكَتَّ مَا تَكَلَّمْنَا. If you stayed quiet, we wouldn't have given permission. Why didn't you speak? They realized, oh, your father's gone now. And then when they give the nasihat, mashallah, they became josh, and they say, okay, yes, very good. But when the reality came back upon them, they realized, oh, father's gone, we have nothing left. لَوْ سَكَتَّ مَا تَكَلَّمْنَا. If you stayed quiet, we wouldn't have said anything. We wouldn't have given him permission. But the daughter started. Look whose daughter it was. It was daughter of Asim ibn Asam, Hatim ibn Asam, who was a very pious person. And normally, that passes down to the progeny, to the children. So she was pious. She started crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Ilahi, awadta al-qawma bifadlik, that you have given your people and you have made your people used to so much benefits. So do not disappoint me. And do not make me ashamed in front of all these people. After saying that, next day, the Amir of that area, the king of that area, came out to hunt. That was the tradition of that time. Even here, the kings and the queen before, they used to go out in a special place to hunt in their leisure time. So wherever that was the tradition of the rich people. So they went out with his ministers and with his cavalry and with all his people, went out to hunt. And during the hunting, the king somehow became he was left behind by the group. And obviously with the whole group, all the provision was with them, water and etc, etc. So he felt thirsty. He knew that Hatib ibn Asim lived here somewhere in this little nearby the actual forest where they were hunting. So he went and found the house of Hatib ibn Asim and knocked on the door. A reply came from inside. Who is this? Said the Amir. He's come knocking on the door. The mother is saying, "Subhanallah, yesterday we spent the night in hunger and today we have the king in front of our door. What's happening?" Said, "What is it you want?" Said, "I've come for water. I am thirsty." So she quickly washed the cup and gave him the glass of water and said, "Apologies, do you accept this from me? Maybe not to your standard. Accept my apology." And gave it. The Amir, one of the wazirs, then caught up. He said, "Ya Amir, O King, do you know that the father of this family has gone for Hajj and he has left no provision for them and they have spent the night in hunger? That news has come to me." And the Amir, upon hearing this, said, "Subhanallah, and we have become an extra burden upon these people, upon this family, by coming here and asking something from them. And that is not the dignity, and that is not the honor of such a person, to put an extra burden upon a person who's already burdened." So he said to all his cavalry, and he said, "Okay, everybody take your belts and throw it in the house." First he did it, and he said, "Whoever loves me, you also throw your belt there." So everybody took their belts and chucked it into the house. And they left. And they all bought money and they came back to the house. I said, "Okay, we would like to take our belt back in the exchange of this money." And they all gave them so much money. When they saw this, the youngest daughter started to cry. The youngest daughter started to cry. They all started to stare at the youngest daughter in amazement. "That, why are you crying? We should be happy. You should be happy. Look how much wealth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us." He said, "I'm crying not because of the wealth that has been given to us. I'm just thinking that when a person, he looked on us with mercy, and this is what he has given us. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at us with mercy, then we would never need to rely on anybody else." Straight away she went to Allah, looking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, "Oh Allah, have mercy upon my father and look after him." What happened to the father? Was the father was with the caravan. The Amir of that caravan, the responsible person of that caravan, became sick. So they all tried to give him medicine and etc, etc, tried to cure him. But nothing was working. So decided, they asked within the caravan, is there any pious person within our group? Somebody pointed out to Hatib ibn Asam that he is a very pious person. So they said to him, can you do something for our Amir, our responsible person? He's very sick and he's not getting better. So he made dua for that person. After making dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him shifa and cured him. And for the whole journey, he was looked after by the caravan. They said to him, you do not need to worry about anything. We will give you a ride, we will give you food, we will give you clothes. So here, what is happening to the family? One thing, and there's something else happening to the father. The father was still worried. What is the condition of my family? That night he fell asleep and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him in his dream, somebody who has total reliance upon me, do you think that I would somehow destroy that family? No way. So he was relieved and very happy to find out that his family was also looked after. And when he returned home and happy, and he said that the pious amongst the people will become the leaders of the future. And that is what happened, that she became one of the leaders in terms of her respect and dignity and honor, and from her progeny, good progeny came out. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us